Sum up for me what you told the committee yesterday.
I said that the passage of the new law was a great idea. Anything you can do to focus people on results, I think it's positive. But that the committee needed to make sure the leaders we assigned to these new jobs, the chief operating officer and the performance improvement officer, are really qualified to lead complex organizations and have discussions around data. I also suggested that they needed to hold OMB's feet to the fire to make sure that the bill was implemented as intended, and that when they launch performance.gov, this website on which they're to report performance, it has real actionable data that we can see what agencies plan to do and clearly whether or not they achieved them. So those are some of the things we talked about.
Now, those two positions that you talk about are interesting to me. The chief operating officer position, is it fair to assume that a COO at an agency is going to have at least a similar portfolio to what a COO has in the private sector?
Yes, though the lines of responsibility are a little bit more formal in the federal government. You've got the chief human capital officer, you've got a chief financial officer, a chief information officer, chief acquisition officers. This division of responsibilities may not be the same precisely in the private sector as it is in the public sector, but all in all, yes.
So that one's not so hard, I would imagine, for most people who have experience in the C-suite to wrap their heads around. The performance improvement officer is kind of a different deal. It's a unique thing. Talk about what you think a good PIO looks like resume-wise, what that person has done or has a demonstrated ability to do.
In the private sector, companies have a bottom line. Not so in the public sector. Agencies need to replace a focus on the bottom line with a focus on outcomes, solving social problems that the government is playing a role in. A performance improvement officer needs to understand that. They need to understand the ability to collect and report data in a way that incentivizes an organization to focus on the right things. And they need to have experience holding people accountable and bringing people together to have a discussion about where we are and what we need to do to improve. It sounds a little esoteric, but it's really more practical than that. It's really facilitating the use of performance information to track and improve progress.
But if you were the hiring officer at an agency who's responsible for choosing, I'm going to get this person to be our PIO, what qualifications do you want to see that person either having demonstrated that they have done in the past, whether it's at an agency or in the private sector, or what background, what skills, all of that?
I think you want to see someone who has led a collaboration in a complex organization toward a common end.
I'm just trying to get a sense of what that means relative to what the person is going to do when they sit in the seat and say, all right, now this is how we're going to lay out this plan to be able to move our performance forward.
Right. So it's having worked probably in the public sector, having had a major objective, and to be able to show through quantifiable results that they achieved that objective. That will show you that the person understands what an outcome is, that they have collected and used data to focus an organization on this objective, and that they were successful. And that could be in a single program, like the Even Start program or the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, or it could be a larger agency like the Federal Emergency Management Administration, or even a large department.
You've mentioned data a couple of times. The importance of the data that'll be on performance.gov is critical, and you've spoken about that other times, not just today. Are you confident that the data that's available that will be pushed to that site eventually is of good enough quality that it can be used to judge performance? And are you confident enough of the quality of the data that the PIOs and COOs and other agency folks will use to make decisions even before the data that goes to the website is come up before they come up with that data, that all of these data points are really actionable.
The data doesn't need to be perfect to be actionable. That's really important. People shouldn't spend too much time making sure that the data is so precise as to be unindictable. But the quality of our data today is probably not even near that level of quality. The bill that we're talking about actually has a provision to enhance requirements for agencies to verify that the data they're reporting and using is accurate. We've got a long way to go before we can anticipate that the publicly reported data will be as good as it should be to report publicly. Doesn't mean we should wait until it gets to that level to report it, because actually, unless we're transparent about what we have, I don't think we'll have an incentive to get it right. My big concern about the website is that it's not going to produce any data at all. And that'll make it really hard to hold agencies or programs accountable.
We are 4 months into GPR 2 now, the president having signed it in January. I'm going to put you back in your old slot and ask you to give me a green, yellow, or red on how we're doing so far.
Yeah, I remember when I was at OMB, a week after we signed an executive order on performance management, and the towering Clay Johnson, then the deputy for management, standing over me and saying, "Why haven't you moved out on the executive order?" If 4 months had passed, I might have been out on the street. Having said that, we do have a memo out, and agencies are appointing chief operating officers and performance improvement officers. More detailed guidance is forthcoming. So with that, good news, bad news, I would say we're at yellow.
All right.
High risk of moving to red.
All right.